with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, spring weekend where we are. We're gonna maybe hit 60 today, so it's starting to feel like spring. I talked in an earlier segment that the mallards are looking for a place to build a nest around my house. And the dog's having fun with saying, not in my yard, baby. But anyway, we've been talking about different kinds of grills, and the pellet grill is one that I know a lot of people have them now. It's I believe that it's really grown in popularity in the last 5 to 10 years. And there's a couple reasons in my mind, Bob, but what are you thinking about? Why is it that people have pellet grills now?
Because their friends give them to them.
Right. Well, that's how I got mine. and mine is vintage because Bob was in
okay,
the business.
Okay, let's get on to pellets.
Right, come
on,
right.
Heard the story of the poor pellet grill.
Well, I got the one that fell off the back of his vehicle. That's the one I got, but it still works.
That's an ugly tale.
Right.
It's an ugly tale.
No, it's pretty. I love it. I've used the heck out of that thing over the years. But anyway, so pellet grills, go for it.
Yeah, well, I'll just get you started because you are a bigger fan of them than I. I did sell them for years, and I've had a lot of experience with them, the good and the bad. But let's face it, for a lot of beginning barbecue people, it's a way for them to start doing barbecue. And I say barbecue, I'm saying low and slow smoking.
Right. If you don't know what a pellet grill is, you probably had your head in the sand for a while. But if you, real quickly, there's a hopper full of this little pressed sawdust.
Looks like rabbit poop.
Right. And the hopper, there's an auger on the bottom that augers it into a flame box. There's an igniter. It turns flame on, then it blows air on it. When you got fuel and you got air and you got fire, you're going to get heat.
These hardwood mills found out that if they take their sawdust and compress it under 10,000 pounds,
right,
that it actually stays together. People think there's glue in them. It's not glue because that would taste terrible. It's just 10,000 pounds of pressure would make you look like that,
too. And then they run them through an extruder, which makes a little pellet out of them. So, but the pellet grill, I think one of the reasons why it's so popular is it works, but there is science behind it too, because there's a temperature probe in there that monitors how hot the cooking chamber is, and it's tied to the auger and the blower.
All that's true, but it actually lends itself to the real reason people like it. It's easy.
Right, right. And that's where I was going, is that you've got a dial on there. If you want your cooking chamber, I mean, the number one problem that people have when they're smoking is consistent temperature. They're opening the thing up, the chamber goes down cold. They close it back down, it has to catch up, so it heats up too hot.
No matter what it is.
Right, yeah. So this pellet grill has a thermometer on it, and when it needs more heat, it augers more pellets down to the fire. When it needs less heat, it stops the augering process.
Okay, time out. So, back to thegrillingguys.com. There's another icon on the right that says ThermoWorks.
Right.
They have devices, we have them, that you can actually use in your regular grill, too. So if you like that ability, you can monitor your temperature from wherever you're at with one of those simple devices for a couple $100. Go ahead, back to what you're
doing. Can. So the pellet grill allows you to have consistent cooking temperature. And that, in combination with knowing what your product on the grill, what temperature it's at, those two things will vastly increase the quality of your grilled product when you're done. You don't want to put too much heat under it or not enough heat to cook it, but secondly, you don't want it undercooked or overcooked. You want it to the perfect temperature that it should be. So these temperature monitoring devices are critical to get great quality food. Now, with a pellet grill, it's built in. All of these grills have a digital screen on them where you can set the temperature. If you want it at 270 to smoke, it's going to keep the grill at 270. And that is it's a tremendous advantage to get great product out the other end when you're done. And you know that because it monitors the temperature, and it keeps it within 4 or 5 degrees. It's not exact, but that's okay. But it's the 30 degree or 40 degree swings that cause you to have problems in a smoker. So the pellet grill, I think it should be called a pellet smoker in my world, but they can grill as well, right, Bob?
Well, when they first came out, Traeger was made like in Oregon. And it was a small company that was cool and kind of catchy. And that was the big question was, can you actually grill on this? And guys would jump through their you-know-what to try and grill on a pellet smoker. And they found, then they came out with a little, they called it a hot spot. It's like right where the fire came out.
Right.
You put your steak. Yeah, I'm grilling. Well, now they've, you know, the technology's come along. They offshored the thing. It's over in China and, you know, which is a problem I have with it. But I don't know if I ever told you, but I don't like stuff coming in from China.
Huh?
Kind of. What? Never heard that.
Well, so it did evolve, and then all kinds of other people came out and started making them. The competition's always good. So you can get higher temperatures now in them, and you can grill on them, actually-ish. But it's still really primarily a smoker. It kind of smokes and grills, and you can make some great products on them. I'm not saying they're horrible. Millions of people love them.
Right.
I'm just a snob.
See, so, like, I do barbecues, right? And so I cook my pork over hardwood smoke, either on our trailer smoker, or if it's a smaller party, I'll do it in my Big Green Egg because I like the hickory that comes from Bob's property.
Because it's delivered.
Right, yeah. is a wonderful smoke wood. But if I'm smoking my beans, I want to get some smoke on the beans on the top, right? I put those on the pellet grill. Why? Because I don't even have to think about it. I put them on there. I set the temperature at 275. I walk away.
And it's a space.
Right, exactly.
See, here's what Jop is really saying also is one reason, maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, but one reason maybe to have a pellet grill, pellet smoker, is maybe you need just a little more ability. And so you're demonstrating that flexibility you have as a result of this
multiple piece of equipment.
Warehouse full of equipment you have.
Right. Yep. Exactly. So, but I use it for that because it's rectangular. You've all seen them, and it'll hold a full pan of beans on there, and it puts great smoke on it, and it provides heat. That's what I need for my beans. So I use it for that. And when I'm cooking everything else, I'm monitoring the pork temperatures for time to pull it and wrap it and all that. And the beans I just forget about because I know they're not going to overcook. And I just leave them on there. And every hour or two, I look at them and see if they're ready and put a, you know, temperature probe in them. Okay, they're not quite where I want them. But it's a set it and forget it type
well,
thing.
Ish.
Yeah.
But here's what you should never fool yourself about. And Randy's very good about this part of it, is he takes good care of his equipment. But with a pellet smoker, you'll want to maintain the mechanics on it.
Exactly.
You need a guy like Conrad around who can tear anything apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but if you don't maintain it, keep it clean, keep right. The ash out of it, do all these little things, it's dependent on you. You know, it's mechanical. It's got little things that have to move certain ways, and it's going to want to push more pellets in. And if there's ash in the way, if the pot is dirty, if the grates are getting caked up, all these things will affect that science.
Right.
And it's built on science.
So one word to the wise. The first time you take it apart, watch how it
comes.
Take
a picture.
Take a picture before you start because you need to put it back together the same way.
Oh.
Or you might get a fire in your pellet box that will catch the whole bin of pellets on fire and probably,
I know a guy that did that.
Probably do some damage to your piece of equipment. Now, I don't have firsthand knowledge. Well, as a matter of fact, I do have firsthand knowledge of that. And I was shocker, right? Shocker.
You have to see Randy with a look of surprise to understand the true gist of this.
But I caught it before it burned my garage down, but we were good.
Yeah,
but anyway,
it was a rental property.
Coming up next, we got a new sponsor, West Michigan Mortgage and Continuing Mission Mortgage. And Chris Alecki from the company, the proprietor and owner, is going to be joining us. So You're going to want to meet Chris. This is some really interesting stuff. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.